Planet FM is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station.
We'll be right back. Flamengo, Mengão. Mengão do Rio de Janeiro. Brasil, Zil, 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 Zil.
Continuing on with our Healing Wise program, based on the book written by Susan Weed, Healing Wise. So we were up to the methodology and ideas behind Wise Woman Healing. So let's continue on. Part three of Wise Woman Healing. With optimal nourishment, says the wise woman tradition, we create health and flexibility. Not good health, as in the absence of pain and problems. Not immunity to all germs, viruses, hoaxes, disappointments, heartbreaks, and setbacks. But the stamina to find that solution to the problem, to find pain's gift. Pain and problems are inevitable, but suffering is optional. Suffering is resistance and denial. When we are open to ourselves, we accept ourselves, and we are filled with joy. There is no pain in the heart, but the breaking of barriers to love. Do not try to outwit and avoid pain and problems. They can be your means to greater wholeness, to more vital health, to a soaring spirit. They are part of your unique gifts. In the wise woman tradition, we don't love our enemies. We make them our allies. We receive their gifts, honour them and listen to them. We nourish compassionately all aspects of ourselves. We eliminate our enemies by feasting on the nourishment they offer. In the wise woman tradition, we gain cooperation from our enemies by respecting their unique reality. We cherish our enemies as benefactors of our health, wholeness, holiness. For our enemies force us, as few others will, to be strong and wise. They become our supporters. Sometimes those gifts are the bad parts of ourselves. We worry that if we nourish our bad parts, bad child, bad parent, bad lover, bad friend, bad person, and so on, we'll lose our good parts because we are used to an either-or world where one is either bad or good, sick or well, dead or alive. In the wise woman tradition, we are both good and bad simultaneously. We find missing parts of ourselves when we ask to see the gifts disguised as problems that our allies bring. Sickness builds health. An immune system unused is an immune system fallen into disuse. Through sickness, we may discover the bad child, who is an important part of the real child. Following the wise woman way, we nourish the bad child. We nourish by listening to this child's needs and answering them. We nourish by allowing and providing time for communication. And we find ourselves more whole, more holy, more real, more joyous, and more alive, and not bad. Understanding the gifts of every illness in the wise woman way, we try to nourish ourselves in sickness as in health. But oh, how difficult it can be. How little we feel we deserve. How little we love ourselves. How we don't open our hearts to our own holiness when we are not well, not able. Health occurs through nourishment. According to the wise woman, the immune system nourishes itself on viruses. All is nourishment. Now you eat me. Now I eat you. Cell by cell, you replace yourself. Thought by thought, you create yourself. Dream by dream, you envision the universe. You create a million new cells every second, impressionable, vulnerable cells. Each second, a million more cells expire. Breathing in, we inspire and live. Breathing out, we expire and die. Our death gives life to others. The death of others gives life to us. Now I eat you. Now you eat me. From what do you nourish them? With what do you imprint them? The wise woman knows the more forms and energies of nourishment you accept, the greater your access to optimum nourishment. Some forms and energies of nourishment are easy for us to consume. Others are difficult. Some warm us, others cool us. Some kinds of nourishment allow us to exist in certain environments, while others prevent us from experiencing our environment at all. When we give up our rules and recognize our unique place in the hologram of all life, it is easier to choose the optimum nourishment for ourselves in any situation, a shoulder to cry on, chickweed in pavement cracks, a shooting star,
that takes away the breath.
Founded in 2010 by Tucker Carlson, a 20-year veteran journalist, and Neil Patel, former chief policy advisor to Vice President Cheney, the Daily Caller is one of America's largest and fastest-growing news publications. Big Tent Ideas. Dr. Joseph Burgo. Are trans rights activists victims or bullies? The views and opinions expressed in this commentary are those of the author. Joseph Burgo, PhD, is the vice director of Genspect and the author several books including Shame, Street, Martin's Press 2018, and The Narcissist You Know, Touchstone 2015. As bills banning surgery and drugs for gender dysphoric minors come before legislatures across the country, angry trans rights activists, TRAs, gather outside state houses to protest this genocide. They claim that the right wants to erase trans people from the face of the earth. They equate depriving minor children of supposedly life-saving medical interventions with murder. These allegations align with claims by trans people to be the most marginalized and persecuted minority on the planet, now facing an epidemic of fatal anti-trans violence. The statistics would seem to demonstrate otherwise. While trans-identified people no doubt experience genuine discrimination, they are murdered at a lower rate than the general population and at a far lower rate than African Americans, poor people, and men in general. Meanwhile, when women like Kelly J. Keene and Riley Gaines speak out in defense of sex-based rights for women, angry trans, mostly biological males, spit upon them, shout them down with obscenities, and launch physical assaults to drive them off. How are we to make sense of this contradiction between self-pitying claims of victimhood and bullying assaults upon women who refuse to accept that trans women are women? Comparisons to the Cluster B personality disorders will shed some light, in particular features of both narcissistic and borderline personality disorders. These two conditions involve distorted self-perceptions, a hypersensitivity to criticism, and a tendency to view those who challenge the person's self-image as enemies, even persecutors. Angry outbursts when feeling slighted or criticized are common. People who suffer from both conditions are prone to self-pity and painful envy toward those they perceive to be superior or having desirable traits they themselves lack. At an unconscious level, they are afflicted with profound feelings of defect, damage, and inferiority, or shame. For narcissists in particular, this sense of inner defect is so unbearable and the damage so deep that they've taken defensive flight into an idealized self-image to escape it. With demands for admiration and special treatment, they seek to reinforce this superior view of themselves. Narcissists experience any challenge to this idealized self-image as an attack because it threatens exposure to the shame at their core. Feeling under siege when criticized or exposed to potential humiliation, they will retaliate in sometimes violent ways. In some forms of vindictive narcissism, they will do everything they can to defeat their enemies by destroying their reputation, relationships, and career, all in defense of their own idealized self-image. For the troubled young men in my psychotherapy practice who have detransitioned, that is, lived for a number of years as if they were women and then reverted to their biological sex, their female identity represented such as idealized false self. By imagining themselves to be female, my clients had taken flight from a shame-ridden self which was felt to be defective, damaged, and beyond repair. When this defensive new identity finally broke down, they found themselves engulfed in pain, confusion, and shame, and as a result sought professional help. Meanwhile, the militant trans-identified male continues shoring up his idealized false self. He insists he's no different from and deserves the same rights and privileges as biological females. When others insist upon the reality of biological sex and assert that trans women aren't actually women, he feels persecuted. On some level, this challenge to his sense of self may even feel life-threatening. His envy of biological women, for embodying the idealized state he longs for but can never truly reach, may lead to vindictive and physical assaults upon their persons. He wants to destroy them and the truth they embody. For though he makes increasingly strident claims to be a victim of genocide and transphobic legislation, it is the factual reality of biological sex that torments him. It challenges the psychological lie he inhabits, forcing him back upon the truth he hates most of all, that he is a deeply troubled and emotionally damaged man.
Are you drunk enough? Now to judge what I'm doing. Are you high enough to skills that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight. is it loud or no? 'Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the thing that I do. I'm here now, energy taking control. I'm speeding up, my heart is dancing alone. Promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You are saying tonight.
'Cause I need a green light. Day and night. See the trouble mind. 'Cause I need your green light. Day and night. See the trouble mind. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
What you want, oh, what you are, what I am, you, what you want, oh, what?
You have been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.